This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon to our amazing and beautiful listeners. It's another beautiful installment of 360 Biz. I'm not flying alone today. I'm with my beautiful sister, Tseho. Tseho, how you doing?
Afternoon. I am very good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I see Tebogo is at Gibbs.
Yes.
Advancing and moving your education to a whole new level. How's your afternoon?
Exactly.
You kind of ran in here sounding a bit exasperated.
It is so busy. Work is busy. Business is busy. Everything is just busy and jades. That time of the year.
Oh, man. I mean, I've got a couple of assignments missing. But, you know, sometimes I think I look at the work that I have and I think to myself, maybe I need to cancel the school thing because two businesses, the radio, the TV stuff. But I mean, if we don't learn, then we really hold back.
Exactly.
We really hold back our growth. But I mean, today on the show, we've got a beautiful show lined up with amazing guests that I've got that I got a little bit of an opportunity earlier on to engage in. But the beautiful thing about today's show is that it's an all women show.
And yay. Finally, there's women.
Finally, because the guys are always coming here and some of them are packed up on the couch in studio. But today it's I feel like I'm the thorn amongst roses, and it's a beautiful place to be in today. And we're talking about communication. Mm. So I was relaying a story a little bit earlier on, or rather asking from one of the guests that please explain the difference and how we need to utilize the pitch of our voices. Because you can imagine you have got a high-pitched voice, or rather you want to communicate something across in a very happily manner, but you then say, Palesa, I am not.
Oh,
I am very happy to be here today.
Like so, loud, like you're always loud.
So, and I'm the very loud type of an individual. Someone could kind of take it in another way, and I'm willing to learn. What are you looking forward to today on the show?
I'm looking forward to learning more. I mean, you know that I'm already in the industry, so far, but it's always good to know, to learn more, you know, and what are the trends, what are the new things we should look out for. Maybe you know, our ladies in studio today, maybe they can tell us if we're doing a good job, you know, is our voices good, you know, this type of thing. So I'm looking forward to learning today.
Well, they're not the boss of me. They're not going to tell me anything. I'm kidding. So, man, we've got a beautiful show today. I mean, under the topic business, the business of communication. The business of communication in the 21st century is more complex than ever, especially in companies that conduct operations at several locations or even nationwide. In this environment, communication skills have become paramount, and employers are increasingly looking for those who can communicate well so that they can function in complex business environments. Communication skills are the ability to absorb and... Oh my goodness, my phone's ringing. What's going on? Communication skills, that's a rookie mistake, man. That's stuff I did 3 or 4 years ago. I feel a little bit embarrassed, but I'm good. I actually do, because
okay, I have your back. Communication skills are the ability to absorb and transmit ideas orally and in writing. A subset of communication skills is interpersonal skills, or the ability to relate well with peers, management, company stakeholders, clients, and suppliers. Employees who know how to inspire others and help mediate conflict are in high demand. A company's most valuable employees are those who are great communicators and have personal traits such as reliability and integrity. Those employees will be the company leaders. So employers are putting increased emphasis on a candidate's communication skills for a host of reasons. Salespeople, for example, they function more often in a competitive environment where the speed and accuracy of their communication to customers can mean the difference between a sale and a missed opportunity. Those who work in product design may be communicating with people in studios located around the world. Employers are looking for people who can communicate effectively, both orally and in writing. The employee who can make compelling sales presentation, who can communicate via email, sound persuasive on the phone, write a complex business plan that the audience understands, or can motivate a team to action is one who will succeed in the 21st century. So the ability to communicate, Bulelani, affects the degree of proficiency in other skills that an employee might have.
Yeah, man. And I relate to this. I mean, having hired quite a few people, one of the things that you realize sometimes is that you kind of just sit there as an employer in an interview, and then you think to yourself, you know what, this person doesn't exude the right energy, but maybe let's try them out. And when you try them out, they actually are way more than what you bargained for. But sometimes we have the propensity rather to oversell. So sometimes the individual shows up, no man, I can type 568 words per second. I am a typewriter. I can do A, B, C, and D, and then we do not deliver. And I think being able to get the skill to be able to decipher and deduce if the individual has it or does not have it is one of the key things. So we've got beautiful guests in the studio today, and I'm going to give them an opportunity to introduce themselves, tell us who you are and what you do.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity to come on board and have a chat about the business of language and communication. My name is Munene. I'm the founder and principal consultant of a language consultancy. We offer a bunch of language-based services, including copywriting, copy editing, comm strategy, translation, interpretation, anything language-based. That's the work we do. And that's what I'm passionate about, is helping people to find the right words.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Ziyanda Masiza. I come from Ziyanda M Brand and Sakingomso Consulting. I am the founder of both businesses, and we specialize in change management, business consulting work. I'm also a public speaker. I have a soft spot for women in business and women in leadership, so I assist in that space as well. And I think mine today is really to just share the information I have around communicating effectively.
Nice.
Hi everyone, thank you for allowing us the time. My name is Nomalanga. I am the founder of a business called The Voice Within. It started off from a passion and a gifting of public speaking. So like Ziyanda says, it's all about women entrepreneurship. I like to say I want to make sure that every event that I do, whether I'm MC, facilitator, I make sure that the event is talked about long after it's done. And I'm also passionate about telling stories. That is what communication is about.
Wow, no, that's very nice. So I just want to jump to Wena Siswam and ask, why this space? I mean, of all the different things you could have done with your life, why this particular profession? Why communication?
I think you alluded to it earlier when you said that communication is key to human engagement, and it's a function in any kind of business. And that was interesting to me. In fact, in my studies, I looked at sociolinguistics and the way that language functions. What does gender mean for the language you use? What does sexual orientation mean for the language that you use and how you communicate with people? So why is it important? It's because it's the way we connect. It's the way we connect, whether it's in your personal capacity, whether it's at work. And so being an effective communicator is essentially being an effective human.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Boom.
Got it.
Ziyanda, I think why did you get into this particular space?
So look, from a business perspective, things go right or wrong sometimes because of communication or lack thereof, right? So when I was still in corporate, I realized that when things are not communicated clearly enough, things go pear-shaped and people don't perform and results are not met and so on. So I have the ability to debunk, or rather to unpack and simplify the language of business so that people understand what to execute on and why. So that's my passion for leaders in business.
Nomalanga, man, yes, you're a communicator, kinda like myself, before the phone rang.
Hashtag.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how'd you get into the space and why that particular space, the communicator space?
So for me, when I left school, my first job, literally, I finished school in December. My first job was on a TV station. Here's a young girl. For me, it fell on my lap, and I was like, okay, I'm going into TV, right? Young kid, just passionate about life, really, and never saw communication as a career. So did TV for 4 years, but also doing, you know, you finish school, you go to EdCon, you work in retail. So I was balancing both. And then carried on into corporate life, and then it was time to go to varsity. I had no clue what I wanted to study, and I remember the gentleman at UNISA saying to me, but you're already in the communication space, why not go and study communication? So that's how I actually got into communication. And in corporate, very passionate about being authentic. You know, Ziyanda, you talked about passionate about business in language. how you communicate with your clients, how you communicate internally as people, for me is so key, because you mentioned Bulelani energy. If there's no energy, you either make or break a situation, an event, a group of people. So for me, communication, I love people. Put me in any space, give me a microphone, let's do this.
So someone said to me a little bit earlier on that people who are in the communication space get easily offended if you pronounce the names wrong. Then I thought to myself, imagine if I walked into the room and didn't say Munin and said Munin.
Oh no, I've had Munin, Munin, Munib, Munin. Yeah. No, yeah. It's a mess, and it's just so phonetically clear. I just, you know, people are just remixing things for no reason whatsoever. Yeah, but I take no offense.
The color and spice. So why? So we're speaking a little bit earlier on about body language. I mean, how important is that? And what is this whole body language thing about? And just from a layman's perspective, I've heard a lot about this whole body language or whatever. But I think psychosomatically, I kind of pair it up with someone's dress code. But I mean, if it goes a little bit deeper, please take us there.
Well, I would say that body language is every kind of communication that happens outside of your saying something or writing something. So it's how do you sit? How do you engage in terms of eye contact? I'm staring you down right now. It's everything other than what's written and what's spoken. And so much is said in your body language. For instance, if you're in an interview, a job interview, if you take a posture that's too relaxed and you've kicked your legs up onto the table, chances are you're not going to get that job. If you're a public speaker and you get up to the podium and you're sort of shuffling around, shoulders bent, you're really not going to captivate your audience. So anything beyond what's spoken and what's written is that body language. And I think it's just as important as any of those other mediums in terms of how you relate to people.
And then, I mean, is there, I don't know, a standardized way in which I need to orient my body so that
no.
I always look professional?
No,
I mean,
I don't
think so. I
can
almost imagine myself walking into jets.
No, come on. So, I mean, it's just, like I said, like any other form of communication, yeah. Context matters, right? Yeah. So you're hanging out with your friends. There's no need to be like stood at a 90-degree angle, stomach in, chest out. You know, you're relaxed. You're with your people. I think context matters. If you're in a business meeting, as I say, for example, you want to show respect, you want to show credibility and presence by sitting up straight and having a bit of a forward stance, people then take you a little bit more seriously.
And then, I mean, do you find that a lot of people are investing in understanding things like body language? I mean, do you find yourself in meetings as well, just to marry that onto the question I asked earlier on, do you find yourself in meetings where someone's posture is totally off? And are you OCD or rather tempted to tell them, sit up?
You know what? I think it also just comes with a level of having lived life and a level of social maturity and having been exposed to different situations to know how to conduct yourself in those different situations. Yes, to your question of if someone's like leaning back and just not making any kind of eye contact and just not engaged, then yes, I do switch off at a meeting. I don't see you anymore because you don't see me in the way that you're conducting yourself and holding yourself together. And in what you say, really, yeah.
So just, I mean, in our closure of Valentine's, I need you to give the guys a tip of this body language. But you'll answer. Okay. So Ziyanda, I mean, in the space that you play in, I mean, please maybe just break it down for our listeners. What is it exactly that you do? I know you're an amazing speaker.
Apparently.
An entrepreneur.
So I actually wanted to start saying, because you asked the question, why, what led us to,
yes,
to,
yes,
to where we are.
Yes.
I actually failed my first year at Rhodes University. Dismally, I was excluded because of language.
Sure.
I could not comprehend nor speak English properly. So therefore, I failed. So that's also the reason why I'm really focused on helping others simplify the way they speak to one another, especially,
yes,
in business.
Yes.
So to your question now, and as the under M brand, I help women in business, women in leadership, and it's really around, I like what, I don't want to pronounce your name incorrectly.
Munene.
What she just said now. So what she said is, if you don't see me, I don't see you, and therefore continue. So under my brand, I would pack that under self-awareness and self-mastery, and I would say, do you understand what triggers you? Do you know when you're triggered in a meeting from a communications perspective? Do you know when you're about to check out? Do you understand that you lose a lot of content once you check out from the room itself? So I help you to figure that out. And when I say trigger is, what makes you nervous? What makes you irritated? What is the distraction you get from others? Because you can't control other people's behavior, but you can be in control of yours. So I help women in business, or rather leaders, to understand that, and also to be effective then when they also communicate to others and provide clarity.
Oh, well, interesting. And I mean, when you look, I mean, I've spoken to quite a few speakers, and often most of them have always made the comment of, man, if they could just give me the tent of helping ministers. Do you really think?
Oh, I would love to. just five minutes.
How important, because you find people talking about how President Barack Obama is such a great orator, and when he speaks, he exudes hope. And how important is that, I mean, in a leader?
Critical. I always say to people, when I walk into a room, either as a speaker or as a facilitator, the room must say, "Good morning, Zianda." That's how I walk into it. It must embrace my energy. So applies when the room is full of other business leaders and I have something to say. So body language is also a way of communicating. And I want to just stretch it a bit from a small, medium enterprises perspective. Not only is it important for us to communicate effectively in boardrooms or within teams and so on, but we want access to new markets.
Yes.
It's important for us in these 9 provinces to know which language is predominant in this province. And what does that mean for me? For me to make sense, because language can also lead to profitability or lack thereof. Yeah. So if you want access to the continent of Africa, which languages are spoken in which countries? So you gotta, your business research has to be far more than just, I have a problem to solve, they have a problem that needs my solution. It also goes into, apart from socioeconomic and political things, it has to do with which language do they speak and how will I converse with them using their own language so I'm understood.
Please go to home.
So not everyone is a speaker. Not everyone is a good speaker, you know. How do you help people to not get intimidated when they are in boardrooms, especially as a woman and you're in a boardroom that's full of men, you know? How do you conduct yourself? How do you make sure that you are noticed?
Yeah. So what has helped me personally, and what I assist other leaders through coaching and also the workshops, is know yourself. First, understand, who am I as a brand? Who am I as a business leader? What message am I there to communicate? What is the outcome I want? That way you are able to be in charge of the distractions, because there's an outcome you want. So for me personally, one reason, it took me time to even speak publicly, because I come from a background that says, "Oh, woman, shut up." And that didn't inspire confidence in me in terms of even hearing my own voice. So I had to process that broke the confidence within me to even speak up, to even believe that my brain has something effective or important to say, right? So it starts there. Who are you? Who are you not? Let's figure that out, because then a lot of nerves are around the perception. How will they perceive me? How will they receive me? But if you know who you are and you're confident in who you are, for example, I know, I don't necessarily speak the nicest of English, but I know who I am and what I stand for. I know what I'm about to say is important. It must be heard. So I am therefore anchored by that. And any piece of nervousness that was there is replaced by the confidence of, I have something to say.
You just reminded me of Floyd Shivambu. You heard his talk, his response to the SONA debate. He didn't speak the best of English, but in the way he conducted himself, the way he spoke, you know, and the fact that he researched everything, you know, I think that's also very important to note.
Mm-hmm. It gives you confidence.
Yeah.
Sorry, sure. I also wanted to just speak to a point that you made just now about the confidence in the boardroom. I think we shouldn't forget that it's so important to put in the hard work and the time and get the exposure, get the years of experience behind you, because that will give you the confidence. Yeah. So it's confidence through experience and exposure. It starts before you even open your mouth in that boardroom, is what I'm saying. So I think language is definitely access, but there's a lot to be said for like hard work and experience.
Can I add on to that, Nene?
Yes, please.
Coming from a corporate environment, I got to a place where I'd have to sit in boardrooms and present. As much as I can speak well, I used to literally have moments of panic attacks, because you're like, okay, now they're expecting me to say something You know, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So it goes back. Don't laugh, Lila. It goes back. So sometimes I would then keep quiet thinking, but I've got something to say. And then someone else says it. Then I'm like, why did I just not say the thing? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it goes back to, yes, research. It also goes back to, yes, knowing yourself. As women, we need to be so authentic. My passion, especially this year, especially around young girls, is know who you are. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to be Ezianda, because you're never going to be Ezianda. Take what's you, and that's how it helps you to be a better community. When I'm comfortable as Nomalanga, I don't have to be anything else outside of Nomalanga. Then the confidence comes in. And yes, it's years of practice. It's years of, okay, now I can do it. I still get butterflies. Mm-hmm. You know, you do corporate events and you sit there and you look at the people. And just on the body language, nonverbal, when I walk into an event and I have to MC, I look at body language, because then that tells me, how should I read this crowd? How should I interact with this crowd? And I normally like look at one person. I look at Munene. Munene's looking fab. I pick on you. I go at you. We have fun. And then it kind of loosens everybody down, you know. So it's always about reading your audience, the research, and being your authentic self.
Yeah. To you, Nomalanga, I mean, yes. I've experienced quite a few speakers. And some don't really speak so well. But one of the things that I really picked up is that you find a Bulelani on the podium and he's just speaking. And how important is it that when I'm delivering something for me to connect?
Connection is such a big key, because as Munene said, if I'm not connecting, I'll switch off. And it's so easy to do that. And I've just mentioned that you need to be able to read your crowd. Yes, you may have a set speech, a set way of how you want to deliver it. But until you connect with me and you, Bulelani, I may not know how you're receiving it. And you need to be able to think on your feet. Because if you are going to say, no, as Bulelani, this is how I'm going to deliver this speech, trust me, your people will be lost. And that's why I pick on individuals. I look at people that are looking at me like you're looking at me now. And then I say, okay, I'm connecting with you. And then that's how we get it rolling. Because I tell you now, if you don't think on your feet, your audience will be lost. The next thing is everyone is on their cell phones. And when I are busy delivering this speech, because this is how you wanted to deliver it. No, be able to adapt as quickly as possible, but still deliver your message, even though it may, the way you wanted to deliver it may change in terms of tact and all of that.
And earlier on when you were introducing yourself, you mentioned that you love telling your story.
Yeah.
How important is it for us to tell our stories?
I used to be shy of telling my story, my background, my everything. Until yesterday, I went on to Mind Valley, and it's a lady called Lisa Nichols. And she got me weeping by telling her story about how in 2010, she was down to absolutely nothing, like 000. People want to connect with people that have gone through dips, but you also get out of that dip. So you go through a dip, you go through the horribleness, but you get out of that. Stories tell people who a person is. If I had to listen to your story, Bulelani, I get to know the real you. I get to understand your background. I get to understand what you've been through. I get to say, oh, now where you've actually gone through this. Because a lot of times people don't want to tell their story because they think, I know my story. I can't share it. No. This was too difficult, or this is just fluffy. But let me tell you, a story tells the real you. And until you start telling your story, we will not get to understand, or you yourself may not understand, the tap into you. That story is the real you.
And on the back of that, I think it's so important to tell our own stories in our own language. I'll give you an example. I've got a client who's really into art curatorship and making that accessible to everyone, not just, you know, the upper echelons or certain races or anything like that. It's about making art accessible. And I was chatting to her the other day. We're setting up a new website for her. I'm happy to do the content for her. You write some beautiful English to entice people. But I said to her, you know, what if we translate this entire platform into isiZulu or Sesotho, because art is a way of telling a story. Absolutely. So as curatorship is in art, so I would just stress that it's really important that we don't just think about our languages, you know, just as an option at the ATM. It needs to be part and parcel of how we tell our story.
And language is important because from a delivery perspective, so like you said, again, going back to your point of research, research, like you also said, Ziyanda, research your people. How are they going to receive? So if it happens that your English is a perfect Queen's language, but the people that you're saying your story in don't get it, your story is lost. Kuluma ngesiZulu. Bua khe. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, thank you, bula bula. Taura. You know?
I think I'd like to also add, around public speaking and telling the stories, I personally do tell my story because, one, for me, it connects you to the audience. It says, okay, you've been where we are. Because when you stand on stage, you look perfect, you made up and so on. There's no any sign of struggle as you stand there. Therefore, you have to say, I get you. And here's why I'm saying I get you. And for me, it's only for that. Because people can simply think, no, you haven't gone through what I've gone through, actual fact. And so it's just to resonate with that. But also, lastly, for me, speaking is a science. So like music, there's a chorus that must go up and then you feel your body reacting to that sound. Words like that when I speak. So there are words that I will anchor on because I want that point to just sit in your heart. And so it can shift your mindset, right? So we do that as well. But when we talk about communication within teams, then it's also a science again because there's a sender who encodes a message, who must choose a channel. Then there's a receiver who must decode this message and interpret it the way I meant it. And a lot of stuff in business gets lost between the sender and the interpreter. So there's also that science there, and we need to pay attention to that.
I think after the break, one of the things I would like to uncover, what is the best way for small businesses and medium enterprises to run their communication? Because I know in my company, you pick up quite a lot of miscommunications, and sometimes you sit there and you're like, but can't you read the message in the group, whatever? So I think I'd love for you to spell that myth when we come back after this break. We at the pinnacle. Super mega, have to promise me. Don't forget about your honesty. You gon' know it's running like an allergy when a nigga ego matches balance sheet. Me and B share a legacy, a bad grammar and a booking fee. Both grandmas were bad mannered, but they had character you couldn't tweet. Different clothes, see the two piece. Stogie big enough for two me's. You think it's ox skin, think I lost it. Written off like I couldn't free. How ironic, so much Gucci, but no material or music. I'm iconic, out in public. I say your name, you wouldn't do shit. Different nigga, no comparing. Used to living off your parents. Goofy lyrics on the air. They took the mickey, I don't care. My children in Disneyland, Paris. Just the source, just the antidote. Got me traveling through Charles de Gaulle. Stamps in Lusaka, I'm abroad. Can't get Mufasa by antelopes, no. House rent on the outfit, that's credit. All my niggas on the couch, yeah. Made it out, yeah, oh man. Well, we trying to play a video to kind of just elaborate more on miscommunication, but it doesn't seem like the video is happy with us today because it's a video of a gentleman who is, I think, not necessarily a prime minister, but is one of the political leaders in one of the African countries. And he's interviewed. It's a video that went viral. But he's talking about what's happening in the country around politics, and he's using big words. That's where I discovered the word kring krum kram krum. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
No.
Then he then goes to the political higi haga. But I mean, it sounds good. It sounds big, but a lot of that gets lost in translation, which is why I think just before the break, my biggest desire and my biggest request, and as an entrepreneur, one of the things I suffer from is getting staff members that are telling me, but you didn't communicate effectively. So I think in the business environment, I am not communicating as effective as I would like to. I think it touched on what we spoke about also in the break, and you added your views. Sometimes as entrepreneurs, we keep our ideas in our head. But I think we got the video right for just a couple of seconds. Let's listen to this.
This is because all the flashpoints of war that has snowballed and transmogrified into bringing about a calamitous end for Nigeria always had their terminus arco, their source of origin, that is, either in one state or in one region. For me, as far as I am concerned, I can see the ship of the Nigerian state hovering around the political Bermuda Triangle. And if we do not take very urgent and responsible steps to meander the interstices of eschewable cataracts, landmines, waterfronts, icebergs, and oxbowlegs, the shape of the Nigerian state just now has all the capacities and possibilities of birthing in a disastrous and pestilential aqua of a terminus aquam. Let me say that my critical history and historiography of the study of the war of attrition and belligerency in Rivers State did not commence with the Obiokpo political tendency. It commenced, strictly speaking, with the suspicion by some power centers that Governor Rotimi Amaechi nurses an ambition for the vice presidency of this country.
So are you saying this, all of this is happening because of the 2015 election?
Oh, it's very crystal clear, like the biblical teke teke mene yufasi. It's audible to the deaf and visible to the blind. And in any case, no less a political personage than the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, President Jonathan, has been heard to have confirmed that. We read that in the papers that 2015 is the faucet origo of this crisis, is the faucet origo of the political tension in the country. And he urged political dramatists personae to put their sheets in their cell, that 2015 is still far away. But if you look at the totality of the crisis in River State just now.
So I think just further to...
I'm actually tired.
What a wow.
And I would love for you guys to actually YouTube the video, because the guys who are hosting the show are just as puzzled as all of us. And he's known, and what I've done is I've researched some of the videos. He's kind of known in the state for saying big words that no one understands.
Oh my goodness.
And they're kind of just known him
and
as
like
that.
And like he made up, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And everyone just knows him as that guy. But how can we as SMMEs communicate more effectively?
Yeah, so for me, I always say, as we were saying before or during the break,
yes ma'am,
do you really want to be understood or do you want to sound intelligent? Sometimes you can't get both. So if you are in a boardroom, you're an entrepreneur, you're leading a business that you want to grow, you have to be understood because you produce results through people, not through yourself only. So you have to have ways of communicating the message such that it lands, not just lands, but makes perfect sense for execution purposes. So choose big words or choose simple language. Yeah. Bottom line is you're running a business where you must make money and you must change lives. Which one are you choosing?
Yeah. Sure.
You know, Zyanda, there's a really famous quote from Albert Einstein where he says, if you can't explain something simply, you actually don't understand it yourself. So I think that speaks to exactly what you're saying. Sure. Yeah.
I like that. And I mean, is there, I think we'll get to, I mean, is there, I don't know, a communication tool that one can utilize in business or even to better themselves? I mean, if I then now listening to this show would like to better myself, how do I better myself as a communicator?
Well, you can come to people like Mint.
Nice.
Okay. We do a lot of, I'm plugging myself shamelessly. we do comms training, stuff as simple as how do you write an effective business email? It's something you take for granted that people just know how to do it. And a lot of the time people don't know what they're doing and don't know how they can be even more effective. So I think a simple one is seek out people who are in communications and ask for that guidance, that mentorship, especially as an entrepreneur. I think sometimes we get a little bit cocky and a bit scared to ask for help because we are so adamant that we are going to do this thing on our own. But yeah, as entrepreneurs in comms, I think we're always open to people coming up to us and saying, look, I struggle in this area. How do I improve myself? And mine would be to say, go look for those courses, talk to people more. Listen to people in meetings and in engagements, you know, because you can always learn from the people you're connecting with through language.
Just to add on to what you said, I love editing people's documents. Give me a document, I will sit and I will edit because I'm like, hey man, the terms here. But I love the way you said go to other people that are communicators, because you're not going to be able to know everything. Mm. I started writing a booklet, I'm also plugging in, for young people around authenticity, your confident self, and around telling your story. And I literally took the book and I've given it a couple of people that I know will look at it more critically, even though I think, no, I've done a good job. Mm. But go to other people like yourselves and get other people to view from an outsider's perspective, because when you think you've written it well, you're looking at it with your eyes. Yeah. Mm. But before it goes out to the general public, have people that have your back and who will say to you, no, Norm, but I think, no, this way you've written it, you can write it better in this way. So never think you have it all, you haven't arrived, and stop being fearful of asking. We were chatting with Lani in the break. As entrepreneurs, as SMMEs, we are afraid. Stop being afraid. That fear will just stop you getting to the next level, and we don't know everything.
Love yeah. So I you know, there are many ways to communicate, and now people are using, you know, adding to Bulelani's point on how can small entrepreneurs communicate effectively in their businesses. So now people are using WhatsApp and social media. So I want to ask, you're shaking your head, Nomalang. You know, I want to ask, you know, sometimes I feel like we get it wrong, you know, because there's certain ways of communicating via online, via, you know, social media. So I just want you guys to just advise what are the best ways to communicate in business language, in business communication, while using social media.
So there's a view that in the group we have that email is not there for building relationships between people. Email is for facts. So you share facts via an email. But there might not be and there's a lot that can get lost in translation when you write things down. So the best thing to do first is to speak face to face or verbally. Right?
Or so pick up the phone.
So that you make sure that the intended message is heard from the way you wanted it to be heard, right? So that's one for me. And also these WhatsApp groups and so on, it's all right. It's technology, we're advancing and so on. But there has to be clear rules on what the group is for and what it's not for. And when it's used for the rules that are outside or rules are broken, then whomever created it, who's the admin for the group, must reprimand bad behavior and bring people along in terms of what we agreed to do. And so at our business, from the business consulting side, because you asked, do we have tools?
Yes.
So there's a tool that we always share with our leaders. So we're doing currently how to communicate with teams, how to communicate with peers, because you need to drive a high performing culture, right? And you need to build it without mothering or fathering people. And so we help you with that part. But there's a tool that I find very effective. We call it CPPC. So the first C is context. Can you just explain why you are writing to me? What is the context? Right? It can be in one sentence. Zianda, I'm writing this email because I want you to be present in this meeting. That's the context. That's why you need me. Right? And then purpose. What is the purpose of you writing this thing? And then you talk about the process and the content. And those can be one-liners. You don't have to elaborate about those things, but they give the other person an understanding of what is needed from them, why it's needed, for what purpose. Because there's four generations in the world of work today. And they all decipher information differently, right? And they all want different things from you as a leader. But fundamentally, we find that people are wanting to be part of something bigger than themselves. That's why the context. That's why the purpose. So they want to know, what is this big thing that I'm part of? Because it fulfills them as well. So communication has a lot of other things that it does for the organization and the delivery and the meeting of the results and so on and so forth.
Can I just add to that? Especially from a social media perspective, I'm in a lot of WhatsApp groups, whether for events or, you know, a whole lot of things. I find sometimes some of the messages come in and I just switch off, because if it's got no purpose, if it's just a message in jail for the sake of a message, I'm lost. I'll mute them. You know that mute 1 year? As the messages come in, if it doesn't make sense, I move on to the next message. And unfortunately, the way communication has gone, it's so much easier to get people on WhatsApp. So instead of email, you know, WhatsApp is like the nearest thing. Everyone is on their phone. But back to you, Zianda, on purpose, on context, lay it out from the beginning, because with social media, we can get carried away. And please, when you're writing on social media, let's be very clear, you know, how you speak and what you want to relay may be two totally different things. If you're going to write in shorthand, I may not, from a generational perspective, understand what you're saying. But the millennials will then write in the way they speak or however they're writing right now. Then I'm lost and then I'm thinking, okay, what is, you know, and you're putting R instead of R-U and the Y-O-U is you. And then I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? So we need to be clear, even on the groups that we're in, you set the boundaries, you set the rules. This is how we will communicate. Otherwise, as she said, I will be lost and I will not respond. And then you'll think that I'm giving you an attitude. But all I'm saying is I'm totally gone. I'm lost.
But I love what you've both said about purpose, right? Mm. And I think having that clarity of purpose will also guide you in terms of what medium to use.
Thank you.
Because LinkedIn is used for a different purpose than Facebook.
That's true.
Versus WhatsApp versus Twitter. It's really quite a crime of digital media to be posting the same thing across all platforms because they're for different people and for different purposes. So just to like agree fully with you, just to say that having that clarity of purpose will have you using the right medium for your purposes as an entrepreneur, but even individual branding as an individual, it's something you want to be cognizant of.
Yeah. I love the individual bit. Yeah. My cousin is very bent on proper English. If you start hyphenating and shortcutting the word, she'll be like, dude, I don't understand what you're saying. So you also need to understand the people that you're dealing with on the other end. Otherwise, your message may just be completely lost.
So, yeah.
So I was going to say also, so I think from a small, medium enterprise, a lot of communication starts from, communication starts from the strategy. And I always say to people, this word strategy is also overutilized.
Yes.
I'm strategic.
Yes.
You know, you get CVs from interns that say that they're strategic thinkers. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
So us as small, medium enterprise owners, we start there to engage our teams, right, or our organization. And really, guys, strategy is a to-do list. What are we going to do in the next 12 months? Mm. Who's going to do it by when? What do they need from us to support them? Period.
Yeah.
So we really have to really simplify language, especially because as small, medium enterprises, we employ also sometimes newcomers into the labor market. And therefore, we have to be cognizant of that. Can we just be understood as leaders?
And please say what you want. Exactly. What is it that you want? In the break, we talked about it. As entrepreneurs, we are fearful in saying, this is how I want it, and this is when I want it by. So we go around the mill and try and create a nice language, and I've lost what you want from me. You know, you were talking, Bulani, back to the fear thing. I was telling the ladies, when I started as an MC, as a public speaker, I was scared to charge. I was like, it's fine, I can do it for free. And they say to you, no, but we will showcase your brand. And then up until I got to a point where I was burnt. Burnt because I didn't articulate, I am going to refer you to so and so. In my referring you, this is what I want from you. And then somebody turned around and said, but I don't have a contract with you. That for me was the most eye-opening thing ever as an entrepreneur. So say what you want so that, as you said, face to face. By the time you leave, we send an email. This is what we agreed upon. Two levels of agreement were done.
So know your worth.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. I mean,
according to your perspective, Zianda, what is the importance of IQ and EQ? I'm a gamma deep.
That's
deep,
also,
deep.
That's also another. So look, emotional intelligence is the ability to understand yourself. I don't mean to know, to understand. So as Zianda, I know, I am triggered by chauvinistic males. Because as a Zianda, and this is a true story. So as a Zianda, I'm not what community says, what society says. I'm a human being that is operating in this place called the world, and I don't want to be boxed. So once someone says, you're a woman, do this, and so on, that triggers me. Now I must understand, how must I respond contextually? How must I respond to that trigger when it happens? Because I've got no control over Bulelani, who is a chauvinist. But I have full control of how I can respond to that. What do I choose to do? I mustn't default. I must choose the response. Yeah. So emotional intelligence, that what triggers me about Bulelani? How am I triggered? What is my behavior when I'm triggered? So I always say to people, your body tells you what you are going through. If you're about to be angry, something goes up your throat.
Yes.
Yeah. Your armpits start to wet. and to be wet, and your stomach turns, then you know I am not in full control. So let me pay attention. I'm triggered. What triggers me? So emotional intelligence is understanding self, understanding others, and understanding how you then do this dance between you and the other person. And choose to respond rather than to react, because in reaction, the brain doesn't work so well. So it's not your friend at that time. you're tripping your words as well and so on. So
that's true.
So it's really about that.
Yeah. So we need 30 seconds of inspiration before we close the show. And also tell us, how do we get a hold of you?
Okay, 30 seconds of inspiration.
Or rather, maybe speak about our own communications. How can we do it better?
Well, I think probably the last point, and I think we've all been pointing toward this, is that plain language is effective language, yes. Right? Just say what you mean and mean what you say. And if you don't know what you want to say, seek out help. I think that would be it in a nutshell. Sorry, what was the other thing? How do you get a hold of us? Right.
Yes, yes.
We're at mintlanguage.co.za, on Twitter as @mint. We're on Facebook as well, Mint Language Consultancy. Also on LinkedIn, we've got a lot of nice content as Mint Language. And then we are also available on 011-465-1919.
Be authentic, be bold, be you. There's nobody else that can be you. So go out and be you. Be purposeful and be passionate whilst you're doing that. And always tell your story. No matter what your story is, you never know what nugget of your story can propel the next person to the next level. You can get me on info@thevoicewithin.co.za. On Twitter, I've just started my hashtags and everything, my social media, the business side. I've been operating as a personal brand. So on Twitter, it's @thevoice_within. And you will find me and let's chat at Instagram, @thevoice_within. That's where I'm at.
Z. Lastly, from me, I think inspiration is, you are your only limit. There's no box. So it's us who box things. Actually, there's no box. Free thinking, free being,
sure,
until you prove otherwise. So you will find me on www.ziandam.co.za, Facebook Zianda M, and on Facebook again, Sakingom So Consulting. Thank you.
I'm just going to summarize everything that everyone has said. Be confident in yourself. Don't set yourself up to failure. And yeah, don't limit yourself. Nothing is impossible.
I mean, I've learned a lot, and I really look forward to harassing you guys for meetings so I can just sit in for like an hour or 2 hours and not pay, but just listen to you. But just listen to
no,
you.
No, we
speak.
Do an hourly
Thank
rate.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
per
you so
hour.
Much. Join us again for an amazing show. Thank you for tuning in, rather, to this beautiful show. Join us again next week, Wednesday, from 1 to 2 o'clock, 360 Biz. Good luck, Teboho, on your studies.
360 Biz on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.